Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Hagon Reb Chaim Meir ben Rivka, whose Torah we're basing this year on. And we're going to be discussing Tashlumin, Rav the Zhikover Rebbe, Shlita. We paskin that somebody who forgot to daven one tefillah can be mashlim the next tefillah and daven twice. Says the famous Chakira Nachronim, what's the gedder of the tefillah's tashlumin? For example, when you didn't daven shachris, you daven two minchas. Is pshat that you're davening mincha twice? Or is the pshat, no, the first tefillah is mincha, and the second tefillah is shachris. What's the gedder of that second tefillah you're davening? Davening it is man mincha, but is it a mincha tefillah? Or is it a shachris tefillah? And there's a clear nafgamina, because we paskin that you can daven myriv from plag ha-mincha like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah on Brachas. Nevertheless, you can't daven on the same day mincha after plag and myriv before tzeis, because it's tarti desasri, like in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel. Right? Because when does night start? Either after plag ha-mincha, an hour and a quarter before night, or at tzeis, one of the two. But if you daven mincha after plag and myriv before tzeis, so then you're tarati the sasri. It's a self-contradiction. By davening mincha after plag, you're saying that it's night, and then and it's still day after plag. If you daven mincha after plag, then you're saying that it's still day. And then if you daven Ma'ariv before it says, you're saying that it's night. So if you want to do it like Rabbi Yehuda, daven mincha before plag and then Ma'ariv after plag. You want to go like Chamim, daven mincha whenever you want, and then daven Ma'ariv after it says. But don't daven mincha after plag and then Ma'ariv before it says, because that's tarati desasri. It's self-contradiction, because you're saying first it's day, then it's night. Can't be both. Now, are shachris and arvis also tarati desasri? In other words, somebody daven mincha, samuch leplag ha-mincha. Okay? So 3 minutes before plag, he davens mincha, and then he davens shachris after plag. Now he wants to daven myriv before it says. Is it going to be a tarati desasri? So it's like this. If you hold the second tefillah is mincha, we can say that only mincha and Ma'ariv are tarati desasri. That by davening mincha at this time, you're saying, hey, it's still day. And then by davening Ma'ariv in the same time zone, in other words, after plag and before it says, you're saying that it's night, and therefore that's a steer, it's tarati desasri. But if you consider the second tefillah shachris, then maybe it's only tarati desasri mincha against ma'ariv. But shachris, which anyway isn't bizman, so the second tefillah shachris, you're davening shachris after plag, meaning your second mincha, which is really shachris, if the getter of that tefillah shachris, and then there's no problem davening ma'ariv after. It's only mincha and ma'ariv tarati desasri, maybe not ma'ariv and shachris. Because belav hachi, anyway it's not zman shachris. So this is all if you say that the second tefillah is shachris. If the second tefillah is mincha, you definitely can't do it, because then you're davening mincha after plag, and you can't daven ma'ariv now, before it says. But if the second tefillah is shachris, maybe you can. So maybe that'd be enough gemin, or maybe no. Maybe shachris and ma'ariv are also a stira. But there's what to talk about if we consider it shachris. If you consider it mincha, there's nothing to talk about. Another nafgamina. Somebody daven ma'ariv letashlume mincha. Okay, so you're davening your ma'ariv. You're davening at night tashlumin for mincha. In other words, it's your second Shmoneh Esrei. The second Shmoneh Esrei is always the tashlumin. And now you want to be mitzarev to a minion. So there's a famous tzlach in Brachos Navav Amud Aleph who says that somebody who davens one tefillah, nine people are davening the other tefillah, it's not considered tefillah b'tzibur. So as I, if your second ma'ariv is considered mincha, it's not tefillah b'tzibur. But if your second ma'ariv is a gedder of ma'ariv, And then you're mitzarev with nine other people davening ma'ariv, then it is tefillah b'tzibur. So that's a gevaldik nafka mina if the second tefillah is considered the ma'ariv, or it's considered the tefillah tashlum. Is it considered the present times tefillah or the previous times tefillah? If it's considered mincha, the second ma'ariv, then the halacha is that you can't do then the halacha is that it's considered definitely tefillah b'tzibur, but if the second tefillah is mincha, then according to the tzlach, it's not considered tefillah b'tzibur. Another nafkamina is possibly if the tashlumin counts for 100 brachas of yesterday or today. So let's say you're davening a second ma'ariv. So is these brachas going to count for the previous day if you say that the 100 brachas starts at seis and then ends the next day? So this 100 brachas, is it going to count for the coming day or for the previous day? And by the way, if you guy missed mincha, then that's a lot of brachas. Chances are he didn't make his mea brachas. You're only making it if you daven all the tefillahs. But it's more mistaber that l'shnatzta, than whether it's considered mincha or it's considered ma'ariv, whatever it's considered. But since you're making it bisman night, so then it's considered the next day. It doesn't count on yom l'shaavah. Now we know that you can say Havdalah until Tuesday. So let's say a guy missed Mincha Tuesday, and now he's davening Tuesday night, meaning halachically Wednesday, and he's davening a second Shemoneh Esrei. So the shaila is, can in that Shemoneh Esrei he say Havdalah? If you hold that it's Mariv, it's too late. But if you hold that it's the Mincha, and maybe it's not, or maybe no. Maybe it goes by the Zman, and it's already clearly Wednesday, so it's too late. So Rav Harwitz Shlita brings a raya muchachas that it has a din of a tefillah of now. What's the raya? The Magen Avraham writes that somebody doesn't daven shachris and he's a shliach tzibur from mincha, the two tefillahs count. The first tefillah he davens b'lachash quietly, that counts for mincha. And the second tefillah he davens out loud for the tzibur, that's considered a second tefillah, that's considered tashlumei shachris. So he's a chazan for mincha. He didn't daven shachris, don't tell anybody, then I'll be embarrassed. The first tefillah is for mincha now, and the second tefillah is a makeup for shachris. The Mishnah Brura, Kuf Ches, Yif Katan Hei, writes that even where he's not a shliach tzibur, im yichavein lotzeis mehashatz, if he has kavana to be yotze from the shliach tzibur, he can be yotze. Ayin Sham, in the Mishnah Berurah, what he says. Now, if we say that the Geder Tashlumen is like, he says he could theoretically be it, but if he's a Baki, then he can't. So look there in the Mishnah Berurah. But the point is that you can do your two tefillahs, either one of your own and one of the Chazan, or two of your own if you're the Chazan. So if you say that the Geder of Tashlumen is like davening the previous tefillah, how is the Shliach Tzibur Motzi you? Remember, I'm davening now Mincha, and I also need my Shachris, so I miss Shachris. Ooh, did I sleep? So now, the Shliach Tzibur, I want to be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur's Chazaras HaShatz, right? So I'm silent, I listen to Shliach Tzibur's Chazaras HaShatz, and in theory I could be Yotze. What do you mean I could be Yotze? How could I be Yotze? I need shachris and he's davening mincha. It's a different tefillah. It's an andere tefillah. So what's the answer? The answer is that it's mincha. And that's how I can be yotze from the tefillah from the shliach tzibur. Or you could say no, like the Shari Tshuva says. that it's the same nusach. So you're right, for him it's called mincha, and for me it's called shachris, but since it's the same nusach, I'm yotze. So maybe it is takadit called shachris. However, it's still shver, because al kopanim, the shliach tzibur, is not a bar chiyuva b'shachris. He already daven shachris. And the shomea is chayiv in shachris. So how is the shliach tzibur motzi him? And you can't say it's medin arvus, because it's not zman shachris. The shliach tzibur is not a bar chiyuva in this tefillah. It's like Rabbi Kiv Eger says in the Gilyan Aruch Chaim, Simon Reis Samuel Zayin, somebody who was makabel to Sefer Shabbos can't be makadesh for somebody who was makabel to Sefer Shabbos, because he's not in the parsha, not a bar chiyuva. But then he says, Svara, maybe he can, because he could be makabel now to Sefer Shabbos, so he could be motziyim in Kiddush. But that Svara doesn't apply here, because the Shliach Tzibur can't be mischayev now in Tfilas Shachris. So how is he motzi him? How is the Shliach Tzibur motzi this fellow who's quiet? Who's listening? If the Shliach Tzibur isn't chayiv in Shachris, and this guy is, Teretz is, it's muchach, then what's this tefillah considered? Mincha! So the second tefillah that you're davening, the makeup for Shachris, is called mincha. However, we can prove the opposite, that the geder of tashlumin is like the previous tefillah. It's not two minchas, but it is a mincha and then a shachris. It has a geder of shachris. Why? Because the prima gadim writes in Simon Kuf Chaf, Eishel Avram, Os Aleph, if you have 10 people who forgot Mincha, and now they're doing a Tashlumin for Ma'ariv, doing a second Shemoneh Esrei Ma'ariv, is it Shayach to do Chazaras Hashatz for the Tfilas Tashlumin? So he writes, right, you have a whole minion of Tashlumins. So maybe you should do Chazaras Hashatz for Tfilas Tashlumin. I bet you never thought of that. Maybe you did. So he says that we don't find Chazaras Hashatz b'Tashlumin. So therefore, don't do it. Wait a second. What do you mean Chazaras Hashatz? What do you mean Chazaras Hashatz? It's Ma'ariv. It's Ma'ariv. Why would you do Chazaras Hashatz? The answer is, the Prima Gadim is learning that it's not, it's mincha. It has a din of the previous tefillah. So we wanted a proof in the Mishnah Berurah that Shliach Tzibur can be motzi him. So it must be the tefillah of now. But now we have a proof the opposite, because the Prima Gadim wants to say that, possibly asks, how come you're not doing Chazaras Hashatz? So he must be learning that it's mincha, it's the previous tefillah. Another raya that it's the previous tefillah is that there's a machlokes, chronim, somebody forgot Ma'ariv and Motzei Shabbos, so he's mashlim on Sunday. When is he mavdil? Remember, we're doing Havdalah and Motzei Shabbos, right? But he didn't daven Motzei Shabbos. So late Motzei Shabbos, Shabbos ended at 9 o'clock. He was so tired, he went to sleep. Could have, let's say, you know, a 13-year-old boy and or an old man, and he went to sleep early. Young people, middle-aged people also go to sleep early, but more mistaber, it's an old man or a younger kid, and they went to sleep, and or even an under bar mitzvah kid went to sleep before Shabbos ended, and now they wake up Sunday morning. They have to say Atochan Antano. They say Avdallah. Shaila is, in which tefillah do they say Atachon Antanu? Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Reb Chaim say that they make Havdalah in the first tefillah. The Prima Gadim and others, and so Paskins in the Mishnah Berurah, and Reish Sadi Dalad, you make Havdalah in the second tefillah. Why? Because what's the second tefillah? The second tefillah is Tashlum Emotzei Shabbos. Now, if we say that the Tashlumin are like the two tefillahs of now, and he's like, he's davening two shachrises on Sunday, so why say it in the second tefillah? It's not the tefillah of Motzei Shabbos. The Takan of Havdalah is to be maskir in the tefillah of Motzei Shabbos. So it's muchach that the gedder of Tashlumin is to say the tefillah now of the previous man. So in other words, the Mishnah Berurah is learning that what's the second tefillah? The second tefillah is Ma'ariv. And that's why, if it were two shachrises, you have to make up with Ma'ariv with two shachrises, and then what's the point of doing it in the second tefillah? What are you gaining? It's shachris. But the Mishnah Berurah and others, Prima Gadim, are obviously learning that that it's considered Ma'ariv. The second tefillah is considered Ma'ariv, and the Takana was to say Atachan Antanu Havdal and Ma'ariv. And Reb Kiva Eger and Reb Chaim who argue, and they say that you have to say it in the first tefillah, it's not because they're learning that the second tefillah is not Ma'ariv, that the second tefillah is Shachris. Could be that they're learning the second tefillah is Ma'ariv, and you know why you're saying it in the first tefillah? Because the Takana wasn't to say Havdalah on Motzi Shabbos in Ma'ariv. The Takana was the first tefillah after Shabbos to say Havdalah. It just usually comes out that it's Ma'ariv. But if the first tefillah after Shabbos is Shachris of Sunday morning, so then say Atachan and Tanu there. But it could very well be that Lekulei Alma, the second tefillah is considered Ma'ariv. It has a gather of Ma'ariv. And this is Shail is, what's the Takana? Do you say Havdalah in Ma'ariv? And therefore, like the Mishnah Berurah says, say it in the second tefillah, that's Ma'ariv. Or no, the Takana is to say it in the first tefillah after Shabbos, which is Shachris. Okay, this is a broad topic, very, very interesting, and there's a lot more to say, obviously, but we gave some nice food for thought, and we should be zoche, lilmod ulelamed, lishmor velasos, ulekayim is kol divrei salmo terasa bihava, amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.